My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Last but not least, before we get out of here on this edition of Take Command, the practice situation on Thursday, it's you, Burgundy and Gold, against the Miami Dolphins. Miami presents such unique challenge in terms of the speed of their wide receiving core. Mike McDaniel, obviously a tremendous offensive coordinator with a lot of innovation in terms of how he runs his system. I think this is obviously a really exciting thing that unfortunately I'm going to be sitting in my home instead of watching, but you know, it is what it is. Logan, you're not going down for the practice, just for the game, yeah?
Just for the game, yep. Just for the game.
But I can already tell folks listening, if you want more on the practice itself, Ben Stanig is going to join me at 5 o'clock on the Hoffman Show. So you can definitely check out that. Ben will be down in Miami. So that's a good place you can go. If it's before 5 o'clock, listen live. If it's after 5 o'clock on Thursday, the Hoffman Show podcast is available now. So go check it out. But in terms of what we are planning on, or what we think we'll see from the joint practice, the things that we would want to take out of it if we were Dan Quinn, Joe Witt Jr., Cliff Kingsbury, what immediately pops to mind in terms of priorities for the Miami joint practice?
Yeah, so I think if you're looking from a coaching staff, there's a couple things you want to look at. One, I think you want to dabble in some of the game plan stuff you want to see. Not everything, but kind of some stuff you're working on. Like, you can show more in these joint practices because they're not open. They're not on TV, obviously. And the film doesn't get shared. So if you're Cliff, like, let's try some of these formations we've been dabbling with, right? That we're definitely not going to see in the preseason. How does that affect this this Baltimore defense? You know, Anthony Weaver was in Baltimore last year. That's kind of the it defense in the NFL right now. How does Jaden handle some of that disguise coverage, those coverage disguises, those replacement fire zones that they run a ton of? Like, because again, like I look at, like, hey, you know, we ran this, you know, we were able to check to that great fade play to Diami in the preseason because we knew the coverage. You're not going to know the coverage as well against this defense. So, you know, Cliff, you know, we're going to do some different formations, different plays. Jaden, how do you handle the different coverages, like different contours, different personnel? How do we handle that? And then I think it's also offensively just a great evaluation tool. And then it's the same thing if you reverse it. It's defensively like, hey, we're going to see all this team speed. And Miami does a great job of, you know, with all these little motions and shifts. You know, I was watching their first preseason game. And for a first preseason game, they had a lot of offense in. You know, they have so many motions and tight formations and ways to get to empty. And you're just like, man, you're testing rules for backup football players here. So you're going to have a lot of that. And you got, you know, we've got a lot of young players on defense. How do they handle that? How do they handle that movement? How do they handle that communication? Dan, Joe Wood Jr., literally everyone on the defense talks about how important the communication is. Like, that's where you're going to see it. You know, and I'm not so worried about, you know, Tyreek Hill burning him over the top for a touchdown. Like, I'm not, I know that's something fans worry about, but I think you're worried more about schematically, general structure, how you handle some of the nuance here and how we handle some of our more advanced install versus a really good offense.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about Tyreek Hill beating someone one-on-one because I would hope during the season when there's an actual game plan in, you don't leave Tyreek Hill one-on-one. What I am concerned about is if Tyreek Hill scores the way that he scored last year, which is massive coverage bust, as they had it at the time at FedEx Field, what would now be known as Commander's Field at Landover. But yeah, you can't have that stuff. And I think Miami does as good of a job as any team in the league of testing that. They motion and you know use formations, and they obviously have the team speed that it really tests your rules because everything happens so much faster with Hill and Waddle and all the guys that they have. And so I think that communication defensively, this is kind of the ultimate test, and I'm really glad that they're having it in the preseason. And then defensively, offensively with Miami's defense, like I think the protection is obviously the biggest thing you're continuing to watch, obviously beyond what Jaden does and looking at different fronts. But, you know, one thing that you're really good at explaining when we get into the season and we're breaking down film is like, oh, this alignment means I have to do this in terms of targeting this run or targeting the protection, and getting to see the Jets, then the Commanders D line, some of the fronts they use. But then now you have a totally different front. How does Cliff handle it? How does the O-line handle it? How does Bobby Johnson handle it in terms of making sure that everything's blocked up, whether it's in protection or in the run game?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think one of the things about, Miami is they're going to be like a three down structure to base, you know? And so if you look at New York, they're a four down structure. The Washington Commanders kind of bounce between three and four down structure. So that's always good to get some exposure to people who major in different defensive spacing, because then you kind of say, does this run look okay? How do we kind of get these new calls in? And again, I credited Tyler Biotis. He did a great job making sure those guys are ready to go in the preseason game. You know, that's a big lift for him. I'm excited. I think Andrew Wiley's going to practice. I mean, he practiced a little bit yesterday, and Dan said if he practiced yesterday, he should practice on Thursday. So hopefully we get to see him and Cosmi working together and kind of see that starting group. You know, I think obviously Brandon Coleman wants to kind of put his name in the hat for left tackle, but I think Lucas is very serviceable there. So Lucas, Allegretti, Biotis, Cosmi, and Wiley, I think, what does that actually look like? Because that was one of the big criticisms coming out of the Jets camp, is that they couldn't pass protect. But now you've kind of got your group here, right? So how does that look? Does it look a little bit better? Again, they have some juice down at pass rush. And like you said, how's the communication with the new pieces added? It should be fine, but it's always good to kind of work that through. And again, I think maybe the most important thing is for Jaden Daniels just adding more looks at different defenses to that CPU and see how he handles all that stuff. So,
no, for sure. And I think for the O-line, it's like, okay, if they play well against Miami, chalk it up to the Jets being awesome. And by the way, you're missing, you know, your top three tackles in those Jets practices. So
this is tough. So.
So you're fighting an uphill battle against one of the best fronts in the league. Okay, well, there's no real shame in losing that. Whereas against Miami, it's like, okay, well, now we got, you know, two of the top three guys back on the outside. They're not as good because some of their best pass rushers are still hurt. Chubb and Phillips, like those guys are not coming back till midseason, but they do have some juice that is there and ready now. But it's a much more even fight. And so how do you perform in that environment? Then you have the game itself, Logan. Like, what do you expect in terms of reps? And one thing that I'll just flag real quick, I thought Quinn's answer yesterday when he was asked about, hey, when you were in Atlanta, four preseason games, now three, how does that affect you? He talked about wanting to see specifically young guys for like a certain number of quarters to get an evaluation, which I thought was a really interesting framing, because we always just kind of talk about it as like, oh, we want to see this many games, there's many drives. And I'm sure that they thought about it on drive level, not just a quarter level. But with kind of that framing, knowing that somewhere in DQ's mind, and probably to an extent, Adam Peters is the one who's ultimately going to name the 53. Like, what do we expect in terms of playing time distribution? Let's start on offense and obviously with Daniels.
Yeah, I think Daniels, that's the big story. And what I would expect, and I don't know for sure, is that you're probably going to get quarter and a half, quarter, something like that. Just let him get out there a little bit longer. I know some people want to say, oh, you should play a half, you should do this. I think it probably comes down to how effective the drives he has are. You know what I'm saying? Let's say he goes out there and has two drives like he had against the Jets. Like, he's coming off the field. Like, you're not going to leave him out there for a third. But let's say he's got a three and out. He has one good one. You probably want to see the offense out there for one more. So I think he's probably got I don't know, what do you say, 15 to 20-ish type plays. You know what I mean? That's an assumption. I don't know that for sure. And that's what I'd want to see, because I want to see him out there a little bit more. I want to see him out there with that first offensive line. I want to see him out there with Terry a little bit and just kind of, again, get a little lather going, get a little sweat. Let's play some football. You know, I think the Miami Dolphins, I would assume, are not going to put everything they've got in, but they're going to have a little bit more in. And so how does he handle some of that adversity? I want to see him get in bad spots. I want to see him get in a second and long. I want to see him in a third and 10. You know what I'm saying? I want to see that. And how
do you think they're
going
to let him play a little bit as opposed to like being out there but not really playing, which is what he did against the Jets?
This is what I want, but I'm a little bit dubious because, yeah, I think they are being very cautious with him. So I think I want to see, but again, like if you're playing a quarter, let's just say hypothetically, you're going to get in a bad spot at some point. And then we got to play ball. You know what I'm saying? We got to play ball. We got to get a first down. So it becomes a little bit more challenging to regulate. Now, they could call a draw. They could call a screen. They could do a bunch of different stuff to insulate him. But I do think that is something that I'd like to see. And I think we will see more of. Now, the degree is probably, you know, it's probably not going to be dialed all the way up to 10. It's probably in that 5.5 range. So you're going to see conservative play calling. But I think you're going to see, with that starting group out there, offensive linemen, you're going to see a touch more. Is what I would expect and what I hope to see. So I'm really looking forward to being there on the sideline and seeing him out there just for more than 11 snaps, which will be good. So,
right. Then I think the interesting question too becomes, how do you split up the rest of the game? Like, do you give Jaden a quarter, Marcus a quarter, and then Driscoll the whole second half with Hartman being out? And then also, do we see like on defense the John Allens of the world for the first time fall in a game?
That's something that I think only Dan can answer, really, is because like if you're Bobby Wagner, like, do you need to see him in the preseason? You know, probably not. Zach Ertz, do you need to see him in the preseason? Probably not. So I think there are going to be a couple of those old head guys. You know, does John fall in that category? Does Deron fall in that category? I don't know. Maybe I'd like to see them play, but maybe the staff feels differently about it. So I don't have any good insight on that necessarily, but I would expect them to play. I would expect a lot of those guys who didn't play the first week to play, but I think there's going to be a select few group of guys, you know, Bobby, Zach, guys who have been around for a while who won't play this at all this preseason. But I do think John and Deron might get a little bit of burn. I'd hope they get a little bit of burn again, just to kind of see. And this is probably a selfish thing as a fan. I want to see the defense cooking. I want to see Frankie Louvu out there. I want to see those guys up front, like, really creating pressure. And I think, hopefully we get to see it.
Yeah, Terry played a little bit in that first game, so you have to imagine he's going to play, and especially if Jaden's out there, Terry's going to want to be out there. And I think Zach's going to want to be out there. I would not play Zach Ertz. Like, yeah. Seeing what I've seen from him in camp and knowing how valuable he is, I'm like, we cannot mess around with that. So Zach does, and he doesn't, like, right, because you could say, well, if that's true about Zach, well, obviously it's true about Jaden. Well, yeah, but Jaden needs the experience. Zach Ertz doesn't need the experience. So I would say Zach and Bobby are in a different class where you just be like, nope, we're good. We'll see y'all. Right. We'll see y'all in Tampa. Everyone else, I think I would play. I've always been an advocate for bringing in a different punter and protecting Tress Way. No one ever seems to do it.
No one's on that same page with you. They did work out some punters the other day.
They
Not
did.
For that reason, but you know.
No, they wanted apparently the punt returners to catch right-footed punts.
Which is good thinking. So
yeah,
good for them.
Smart. And you have, you know, in case something, God forbid, does happen to Tress, you have some guys in the in the hopper. I will say, I'll stick this nugget at the end of the podcast here. During one of the 11-on-11 drills yesterday, Riley Patterson, the kicker that they kept, he was kicking on the side field and he somehow hit the upright again.
Dude, maybe he's practicing hitting the upright. I had kickers in college. They play the upright game. So they would have like a certain number of kicks to hit the upright, and then they'd move. And if you could hit the upright, crossbar upright, you won the game. So I don't know. Maybe that's the game he's playing. Who knows?
Maybe. Hey, if he's that accurate, then maybe he's going to win the job.
Right.
By the way, people, the reason nobody that covers the team is freaking out about kicker is because none of us anticipate the kicker that's going to kick off for this team on opening day to actually be here yet. He has to get cut by another team first. Okay. That's our show. Thanks for listening. Thanks for watching. However it is that you have consumed this show. If it's on YouTube, that subscribe button's right there in front of you. I know that if you have not hit it before, you can hit it right now. If you are listening, you might have to pull out the phone if you're like driving and listening. Just, you know, do so safely, but eventually, whether you subscribe, follow, depending on if you're listening in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, just go ahead and do that same thing. We want this football goodness to get to you without you having to search for it. So this is just us helping you, or we're helping
help
you.
Help us.
Yeah, help us, help you. Somebody
you're
help
helping
me.
Us. We're helping each other.
Yeah, just hit subscribe. That's the point. All right, that's Logan. I'm Craig. We'll see you with a game review early next week. And of course, coverage from Miami on the Hoffman Show, 4-7 on the Team 980, including Ben Standing, 5 o'clock on Thursday. Thanks for listening and subscribing because you just did that. And we'll see you next week.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoop.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.